Well, we move from one kind of running to another, from trail running with the family to a virtual run happening this coming weekend. Earlier this year, you may recall, we spoke to the founders of a newly formed NGO called One Bag Full. Created in the early weeks of lockdown, it was all about helping to alleviate hunger, specifically in the Langa community. And initially, they started by delivering nutritionally balanced food packs. They were also encouraging us all to go through our cupboards and donate secondhand clothing that was in good condition, blankets for winter, etc. And One Bag Full has kept on working. They are working in tandem with Rise Against Hunger, which is the African arm of a global organization seeking to eradicate hunger. And this coming weekend, they've got a fundraiser in the form of a virtual run. Before we find out what that is, let's say good afternoon and welcome back to Kellyanne Hodge, one of the founders of One Bag Full. Great to have you with us again, Kelly.
Hi, Pippa. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on here so I can just explain to you a little bit about the virtual run.
Sure. Before we get to the run, Kelly, just for the sake of those who wouldn't have caught our earlier interview, won't you briefly recap for us what it is that you've been doing and perhaps how that work has been expanded in the months since we last spoke?
Absolutely. So as you know, One Bag Full is a charity. We are three women that started a charity in lockdown called One Bag Full. Our aim was to help alleviate the pressures that people were feeling in lockdown, and we are working with the Langa community to feed those in need. We started with a concept of challenging people to collect 14 items in their household, which would be delivered to the Langa community after lockdown. And when lockdown got extended, our goals also expanded, and we have been delivering nutritionally balanced meals packs to the Langa community. And from there, we've just completely been expanding and growing, and it's been amazing to see all the support. So we are full steam ahead, and we've just been doing all sorts of things over the past 4 months.
Kelly, it sounds like your work has grown and grown. I'm sure the demand has grown as well. Every other NGO we've spoken to has told us that there's been no let up in the number of people requiring food assistance. Have you seen the same thing?
Absolutely. I think quite a few people, you know, while lockdown levels have loosened, you know, people often just generally presume, well, so have the ease and the townships, you know, reduced. But that's certainly not the case. And things that we've seen firsthand, that things have actually only got worse. People are struggling more. Grants have been limited. You know, that little extra money that people had, they don't have it anymore. So we've really, really found that the lines have gotten longer. And the situation is actually, in our opinion, getting worse and worse as we speak.
Which makes it all the more important that fundraising events happen and are well supported. Tell us about the virtual run that's happening this weekend.
So whilst we've just got such an amazing community and support system, and we would be nothing without our incredible supporters, we thought let's do an event where everybody can get together in a virtual way and run for one. So we thought let's just have a run where everyone can run in the safeness of their own homes or run in their gardens, whatever they want to do for 30 minutes or 5Ks, 10Ks or 15 kilometers. And basically, they will be purchasing tickets for 150 Rand and you'll be getting an exclusive limited bath, which will be made by Ellipsis, who have been incredible and they've been our partners along the way with us. And you will basically also get an entry. And on Saturday between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., all our amazing One Bag Full supporters will be running virtually for a child. And basically, it's the concept of feeding someone for 2 weeks as the tickets are 150 Rand. So that is what's happening on Saturday.
Okay, so anyone can join. You don't have to have any prior affiliation with One Bag Full or any prior affiliation with a running club or anything like that. You simply sign
Absolutely.
Up and go for it.
Absolutely. So basically, we have launched a One Bag Full Strava page, so people can be logging their times on Strava. And basically, any time between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., there's 5K, there's a 10K, there's 15K. People can go onto our website and they can purchase a ticket directly on our website on www.onebagfull.com. They can purchase a ticket and then they will automatically get an email to say they've been entered. And then on Thursday, they'll all get an email to say that they've been entered successfully. They will all get printed One Bag Full entry where they can put on their T-shirts. They will also be able to go and collect their One Bag Full buff from the year, which we will let everybody know. And they can run with their buff. And we just hope to have a lot of supporters and a lot of amazing runners running out there all to feed a child in need in the incredible Langa community.
Kellyanne, last question for those who would rather sit at home and binge watch a Netflix series than go out for a run. There's nothing to stop them making a donation on that
Absolutely
website. Are you able to offer people the option of an ongoing pledge to donate on a monthly basis, for example?
Absolutely. So they can please follow us on all our social media platforms or go onto our website, www.onebiofuel.com. All our donation options are on board. They can snap scan, they can Zapper, they can make an EFT, and that will all go towards feeding a child in the Langa community. So everything is on our website.
Kellyanne Hodge, lovely to have you with us again, and thanks for chatting to me. The founder, one of the co-founders of One Bag Full, their website, if you'd like to sign up for the virtual run, is onebagfull.com.